Triple M Brekkie with Roo, Dits and Loz, also on Listener.
Two nights ago at the AFL Draft, the Crows got their man. Roo, you talked about Josh Richelli and you got him.
Yeah, exactly right. Great news for Adelaide fans. Great news for the recruiters. They certainly circled in on this young fella from Victoria Country and we've got him on the line now. Good morning, Josh Richelli.
Morning, Roo.
How does it feel to be a Adelaide Crow?
Yeah, doesn't feel real waking up this morning again, but I think once I get stuck into things at the club, it'll start to sink in. Mm-hmm.
So what's the process now? When do you arrive at the club and when do you have to start training and running and all of that stuff?
Yeah, so I fly out with Hamish on Sunday, and I think I'll live with one of the players for the three-week period, and I'll get stuck into training on Monday morning.
How's it going to be leaving the family fruit property? You grew up at Shepparton on a farm. How's that going to be leaving mum and dad?
Yeah, I think it's obviously going to be pretty overwhelming, and mum and dad were pretty emotional last night.
Yeah,
I'll be coming back as much as I can, not forgetting where I come from, of course.
Beautiful.
Now, obviously going through the process of being recruited, you would have been contacted by a few clubs. I want to get inside. What's it like when you're being vetted and what are some of the more weird questions you get asked?
Well, one of the questions I got asked this year was basically me being a recruiter and I had to pick the top 10 strengths and weaknesses and a player who they play like. That was a very long question. I think it went for probably about 10, 15 minutes.
Right. So you had to go through the top 10 picks according to you. Is that right?
Yeah, and it wasn't just names. It was, as I said, strengths, weaknesses, and a player they play like.
So how did it feel to be a number one draft pick?
Yeah.
Who'd you put up there? So any names? Did you put Jason Horne-Francis or Dacos?
Playing against them with Dakes, I had to be a bit biased. So I put Dakes there.
Now, you've been compared to Toby Green and Robbie Gray. No pressure.
Yeah, they're two massive names, but I think once I get to the club, I want to create my own legacy. I can definitely see where some of those attributes are, and they're fantastic players. But yeah, I just want to get stuck into things and create my own path.
What has Matty Nix said to you? I guess every young player like yourself has got a goal. You'd want to play in the league side in your first year. I take it. Have you had that sort of discussion yet?
Yeah, not really. I think yesterday was just more of a welcoming day, meeting all my family and friends. But yeah, I think those serious conversations will come down the track. But yeah, I've got my eyes set on playing round one. But yeah, as I said, I've got a lot to do, a lot of work to go forward and earn the respect of my teammates.
Well, I can tell you, when you arrive on Monday, you get taken round to Mark Rusciuto's house. He shows you his Brownlow medal.
Yeah.
You watch a lot. He'll show you his highlights. You sit through a few videos and things, you know, just to get to understand what the Adelaide Crows are all about.
That sounds pretty good.
Now, Roo asked me to ask you this question. Who did you idolise growing up that was in the Crows in the 90s?
I did not ask that.
He slid it over to me on a piece of paper.
Josh,
no, in all seriousness, who were some players that you looked up to as a kid? I mean, it's pretty amazing, obviously, being in the AFL, like being a part of it. Who was someone that really sort of inspired you growing up?
I think the one player that stood out for me was Chris Judd. I was a Blues supporter, so he was that one player I loved to watch throughout the ranks. I kept a close eye on Adam Goods as well at the Sydney Swans, so they were probably the two.
Good answers.
Yep, a couple of good role models right there.
Well, you're now a Adelaide Crow, mate. Congratulations. You'll be happy to know that Darren Burgess is the fitness coach, mate. He's the hardest fitness coach in the competition. So you'll know what AFL football is all about pre-Christmas, mate. Good luck. And we hope you light up Adelaide Oval in 2022.
Thanks, Heaps, Drew. Thanks, everyone, for having me.
Good on you.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good on you, Josh.
Josh Richelli, Adelaide Crows, new recruit.